Great to be learning together, Shorei Raz, Tshuva of the week. And this week we're going to speak about just some practices for tzitzit and tefillin during Kriyat Shema and Birkat Kriyat Shema. Right before Kriyat Shema, the men grab the four corners of the tzitzit and you hold it by your heart. Now, the reason that the siman that's given for that. In already mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, Yaki Yosef mentions as well, because it says Al Levavecha, which means the Kriyat Shema is supposed to be Al Levavecha, right? In your heart. So to you hold it to your heart. So what's the idea? I think the idea is the deeper idea here is that it's not just something you're saying with your mouth, you say it with your heart. It's supposed to be feeling it, not just something that you verbalize. And you're going through the motions, but by holding the tzitzit to your heart, what you're saying is you need to feel it. This is about feeling. And the tzitzit especially is, but the tzitzit is there to say, Lo tatur acharei levav kam karei neichem, acharei levav kam karei neichem. Don't let your heart go in the wrong place. Rather, your heart should be in the right place. It's not just the negative, it's a positive. Make sure it's in the right place so you shouldn't stray and go off into the wrong place. So that's one thing I just wanted to suggest an explanation. Second explanation that it's very, very interesting practice that we have for the Sfaradim is that when you say Yotzer Ovorei Choshech, that point you touch the Tefillin Shel Yad. Now Ashkenazim will do the Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, which is the Sfaradim, just the Yad. And then also when you say Kadosh, 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 in Birkat Kriyat Shema and Birkat Yotzer Ma'arot, that's also you touch the tefillin shel yad and not the tefillin shel rosh. Now that's very, very interesting, and what's even more interesting is that with the Ben Ishkai also it says that as you say the Birkat of Ga'al Yisrael to touch the head tefillin and then go to the Amidah. What's the idea behind it? So I think the idea may be as follows, is that the Kabbalah emphasizes that the Tefillin Shel Rosh is Kedusha is much greater than the Tefillin Shel Yad. That's why, according to the Kabbalah, there's no bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because it's beyond a bracha. It is so holy. And we're kind of during Birkat Kriyat Shema, we're trying to rise spiritually to get ourselves ready to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the Amidah. So while we're in Birkat Kriyat Shema, we're in the beginning of Birkat Kriyat Shema, in Yotzer HaMe'orot, all we do is pat the tefillin shel yad, because we're not up yet to just be on the level of the shel rosh. But then just right before we begin the Amidah, as you say, Ga'al Yisrael, just pat the tefillin shel rosh, we're saying, we're now on this higher level. Now we're ready now to go speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this rise in levels comes from this contrast that Yotzer HaMe'orot, that bracha, we're just in tefillin shel yad. Now we've gotten this risen to the higher level. We only pat the tefillin shel rosh. We say Ga'al Yisrael. So I thought that may be the explanation. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.